Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Laura Sabrin of Feast of Fields Organic Vineyards in Jordan, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, my name is Lady Ashley, the White Witch of Niagara-on-the-Lake, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal talk radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back to The X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you live and around the world on the Starcom Radio Network and from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Worldwide toll-free, 1-800-610-7035. My email address is xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On all social media sites, X Zone Radio TV, and you can listen to The X Zone 724-365. At www.xzoneradiotv.com. Don't forget, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., my buddy, the one and only Mr. Ed Till. By the way, this guy is a radio legend. Check him out, and you're going to see why his show, you have to listen. That's all I can say. And every weekend here on the Starcom Radio Network, we have Real Music Weekend. And of course, Monday through Friday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, The X Zone. Today is May the 27th. It's Wednesday. And let's see who was born on this day in history. Well, if we go back to 1837, Wild Bill Hickok was born. And for those of you who were too young to remember him, he was a gunfighter, a scout, a lawman. Vincent Price, the actor, was born on this day in 1911. Hubert Humphrey Jr. served as vice president under Lyndon B. Johnson. He was born this day. Christopher Lee was born this day in 1922. Henry Kissinger was born this day on 1923. He was the former U.S. Secretary of State. Leanne Merriweather was born this date in 1935. She was the actress on Barnaby Jones. Lou Gossett Jr. was born this day in 1936. Don Williams, the country singer, in 1939. Celia Black in 1943. She is a singer and actress. Bruce Cockburn, the great Canadian singer, was born this day in 1945. Richard Schiff in 1955. He's an actor on The West Wing. Let me see here. Kathy Silvers was born this day in 1961. Remember her from Happy Days? Todd Bridges, the actor from Different Strokes, was born this day in 1965. And let me see, is there anybody else worth mentioning? This will be the last one, Craig, because I want to get to our next guest. Chris Colfer, he was born this date in 1980. And for those of you who say, yeah, I know that name, where do I know it from? One of the actors on Glee. Wow. To all those who are still with us and who are listening on the other side, happy birthday. We're going to be talking about modern knowledge, the modern knowledge tour this hour, Exonation. Joining me now is David Whitehead, and he is the co-founder of Modern Knowledge. And David, welcome to the Exon.
Hey, Rob, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
It's great talking to you. Tell me about yourself and how you got... Where the interest came, or what was the revelation or the epiphany that made you and the co-founder, Christopher Russick, decide to do this modern knowledge tour, which I love the idea.
Oh, thanks. And we apologize, Chris couldn't make it. He had something come up. The guy is just working like crazy right now as we both are to really make this upcoming tour a success and get everything organized. Mm-hmm. It's really a two-man show. It's just him and myself, as well as our wives and a couple volunteers around Canada that have been really helping us out.
Wow.
And it's just been awesome. Yeah, it's been awesome to see this thing come together from start to finish. Both him and I we've been friends for a while. He had been doing some smaller type events with people. I had my own radio show on truthfrequencyradio.com called Truth Warrior. I've been on mm-hmm. there for a while and just sort of interviewing different researchers and experiencers from various fields. And I pretty much just got into it by being fascinated by these various questions that we're posed with in our modern age, which is, you know, who are we? Where do we come from? Right. What's our true history? What's going on in the world? What's the state of things politically, socially, and in every other way? What kind of solutions are out there for some of the problems that we face? And what can we do to get people together to really have a conversation and share their knowledge and share their experience about what's going on and what we can do to approach these different issues and also some of these different subjects. So from that, it was sort of born. Chris and I came together and we said, you know what? It's fun to do this on Facebook. It's fun to get on the radio and talk to people, but it's even better if you can get people in a physical space. You can look them in the eyes. You can talk to them. They can speak to some of these different mm-hmm. speakers that we would bring in, and everybody can really contribute. And that's sort of what we started with in 2014 when we did the first tour across Canada, and the rest is history, and here we are today.
All right, so tell us about the tours. How do they take place? What are the venues? How many people come? Come on, we want to know.
Well, it's something that is definitely growing, and we did the first tour, went across Canada. We were very ambitious. We did 12 cities. We started in Halifax, Nova Scotia. It would be a full-day event.
Right.
So people would literally show up at 8:30 and they'd get out of there maybe by 5:30 if they're lucky. And we'd have a bunch of different speakers talk about different subjects. So each speaker would be an expert in their field and they would be bringing forward a certain puzzle piece, for example, right? Maybe the first tour, we hit a bunch of different subjects. We talked about political cover-ups and conspiracies. We talked about ufology, you know, the idea that we're not alone in the universe. We talked about ancient history. We had Michael Tellinger fly down from South Africa and he was talking about some of his finds out in South Africa, as well as his new idea for a political solution called Ubuntu, which is just an ancient philosophy about working with your community, etc. So he brought some interesting points. We had Richard Dolan down there coming up from Rochester, New York, and Richard's a rock star, man. He really is one of the foremost scholars in ufology today, thinking very deeply on the subject and bringing modern pieces of information forward to people that they might not have been aware of before.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to stop you here. I'm just going to stop you here for a second, because when you said that Richard Dolan brought some new pieces of information that many people may not know when it comes to ufology, I want to know, my listeners want to know, what is this new information?
Well, what it is really is a compilation of a lot of modern-day sightings, modern-day documents that are now coming forward from governments from all over the place, you know, referencing different ways of looking at old evidence that maybe we haven't looked at before. What I like about Richard specifically is that he's one of those researchers that continues to evolve, and he started to really create a very impressive tapestry of information. So instead of just coming at it from, okay, it was Roswell, and then everything else went from there, he went back into even deeper history. He brought a lot of modern cases up. He looked at sort of the geopolitical situation, what's going on in the Middle East, and how politically things could be tied up in knots due to this issue of the ET issue and the disclosure question. And I found that the way he weaved all of this together was unique, and it wasn't something that had really been done in the field of ufology before. And so to have someone like that connect these dots, I'd say the information really was coming forward from a place of looking at it from the bigger picture. And for me, that was definitely brand new.
Okay, but in all fairness, these are the dots as Richard Dolan is putting them together. Other researchers may have different ways of looking at his information and correlating his data.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what we look at from a standpoint of presenting a conference is,
yep.
is to have different speakers come out with their version. Actually, we just finished our most recent tour, which was the Disclosure Canada tour. And we had Richard come down. We also had Grant Cameron. We had Victor Vigiani, who I think is also a guest tonight on your show.
Yep, he's up next.
We had Stan Friedman. We yep. had the Honorable Paul Hellier, of course. And just having, they all agree on sort of the main thesis, but they all have their very different points. And
yeah.
they look at some of the different stories and some yep. of the different pieces of the puzzle a little bit differently. And I personally love that. I like having an eclectic body of information all about the same subject, yeah. but brought forward to people so that now the audience can get engaged. They can get up and ask questions. They can get involved. They can actually take resources home with them so they can continue this research on their own, which is something I'm a huge advocate for. I'm really tired of just having someone just tell me mm-hmm. what they think is true.
Sure.
I personally want to discover it for myself, you know?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about Roswell. Something's been bothering me for many years, and every time I ask someone who has knowledge on Roswell, including Stanton Friedman, who I think is a great guy. We've had him on the X-Zone TV show. He's been a guest on here on the X-Zone radio show. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times anymore. Correct me if I'm wrong. Jesse Marcel was the base intelligence officer at Roswell, right?
To be honest, I'm not the Roswell expert, but I'm definitely, you know, very topically aware of this.
Okay, okay. So let me
looking at it, but I think you're correct on that one.
Okay, so Jesse Marcel is sent to Mark Brazel's farm to investigate this litter of material all over the place on his ranch, and Marcel takes some of the findings, and as soon as he takes these into his care and custody, he has a chain of evidence to maintain. I know this because I'm a former cop. So you take this in, you take this, these pieces of whatever they are, and the thing that most, I would say 99.999% of all people who are given the responsibility of maintaining a chain of custody would be to leave that field where he found these pieces and go directly back to the base and secure them. Jesse Marcel right. does something very strange that puts it in, that makes me believe that this entire thing about Roswell is a farce. And that is, he decides to drive home, wake up his wife and child, takes the evidence out of his vehicle and lets them touch it, lets them play with it, lets them examine it. The chain of evidence yeah. has been broken. This does not make sense to me. And I was wondering...
It's a good point, Ron. What I would just think is that imagine for the first time you're in the situation of interacting with something that you can't explain, that your first impressions are, you know, you're absolutely mind-boggled at what you're looking at or what you could be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was the real deal, and we also know that there probably were various military and intelligence interferences along the way, we don't know always what story is top, you know, is fully verifiable or not. I agree. Right? So it is a sticky situation, especially also from the fact that we're dealing with a subject that isn't just, I found a body. You know, it's that I found a crash disc that could possibly
but
be on another planet, these bodies don't look.
All right, what would have happened if Jesse Marcel would have actually found one of the alleged bodies? Would he have brought the body to his house as well? Something doesn't make sense here. You know,
Do you think he would have honestly gotten that far, though? He grabbed one of these.
Well,
bodies,
he got far. Sure he got far enough. To the point where he actually collected some of this evidence that many within the UFO community believe to be parts of a crashed UFO, brought them to his house, let his child and his wife play with this or examine it before he brought it back to the base. Now, can you imagine in today's society, a cop leaves a crime scene, brings evidence to his house to show his wife and kid, and then brings it to the station? Man, that case is screwed.
Yep.
And yet when it comes to ufology, it seems that anything goes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes anything goes, but also we are dealing with something that has been, constantly worked at towards being covered up, right? So, and it would be, naturally. So there's all kinds of, we can theorize, I wasn't there, I'm sure you weren't.
And no.
For sure. But what I operate from? I operate from the standpoint that, look at the size and scale of just the galaxy that we live in alone. And look at what we're discovering more and more all the time is that clearly we're not the only planet that can sustain life. And clearly we're not the only galaxy that has planets that can sustain
life.
So I always start from that standpoint. But then the argument becomes, can another advanced civilization actually make it here? Would they want to come here? And if they came here, what would they come here for? And that's where we can start getting into little pieces of evidence here, anecdotal evidence there, eyewitness testimony over here.
Yeah.
And then we can start this whole debate process, which I think is healthy.
It is.
Ultimately, Ron, you would agree, we're trying to get down to the bottom of this, and it doesn't help that we have a classification system within our government around the world, doesn't matter what country you're in, where the classification levels exceed that of the president or prime minister or leader of that nation. So now we have a problem with the fact that even if it was true, we're not going to get the full story on it because...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well,
the people that are supposedly empowered to represent us are not really going to come out clean with it, right?
You know, and that is a God-sent gift at times because when you look at what the leaders of the free world, what they're doing today with the crises that are going on, I'm glad that there is another level of government that says, hey, you're screwing up major. We're not going to let you screw up anymore. But why do you think, David, that there is a conspiracy, a cover-up? Because if there are as many people who are having these sightings, who claim to be having these sightings, wouldn't that be enough for public opinion to actually overwhelm the polls and bring it to a point where if in fact the governments do have, and I'm saying if here because I don't know if they do, I don't know if they don't, if they had this information, wouldn't it be to a point where they would have no other alternative than to release it?
It's a good question, and I think that we really got to get into looking at some of the other pieces of the puzzle to unravel that question. And that's what I've tried to do, is look at the nature of government, the nature of cover-ups within government, the money and the financing that is behind government, and what those interests are really involved in doing. And we know that public opinion is mostly manufactured due to the fact that a lot of people are misinformed. They don't always listen to shows like yours, Ron, and they also don't always get in there and look at the fine data. Yeah. They rely on the news to come on every 6 o'clock every night and tell them this is what's going on in the world. Don't worry about it. There's a little bit of corruption here and there, but the government, by and large, is there to protect you and serve you and operate on your best behalf. However, history shows the exact opposite. And also, I would suggest that also when you look at government in the present, it is also showing the exact opposite. So there's all kinds of reasons. I think the number one reason they don't want this information out because it would be a direct threat to the petroleum and oil industry, which is really the backbone to the financial industry. And this is where people like Paul Hellyer come into play, where his newest book, The Money Mafia, comes out, and he names the names. He talks about the financial and the special interest groups behind this. and how they manufacture opinion, they manufacture the illusion to the public that the government that you see, the president or prime minister walking on stage, is the guy calling the shots, when the truth is that's not the case. And really what we're talking about is a lot of financial and business dealings behind the scenes that are preventing this from coming out. Because let's look at this. Whoever's coming here and flying these things around, and they have been measured on radar, we have eyewitness testimony going back 100 years from all over the globe. It's absolutely replete, like you said. So the public opinion should be like, yeah, it's obvious, something's going on, right? But the fact is that most people don't want to leave their comfort bubble, and the manufacturing of that kind of information through the media relies on that, because they don't want to have to topple their entire petrol dollar on the basis of, hey, well, they must be using some kind of different energy that is not oil-based. It's not, yeah. They're not gassing up their truck and flying across the galaxy, right? Oh. There's something else going on. So that's one of the big keys, I think, to why they're not really wanting to let this out, although they do know they can't fully stop it from coming out. They're just trying to manage it.
All right, David. David Whitehead is my guest, Exxon Nation, and he is with the Modern Knowledge Tour. Their website is modernknowledge.ca. And this portion of the Exxon is being brought to you by Shell Oil Canada. The next time you're on the road, pull into a Shell gas station, fill up, and remember, your dollar goes further with Shell. By the way, can you do me a favor, David?
Sure.
Yeah, my name is Rob, R-O-B, not R-O-N.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
My mistake.
Yeah. So when it comes to government conspiracies, what would I can see both sides of the coin here, why the believers believe what they do and why the people who are on the other side of the street see what they see and believe what they believe. But if the UFO phenomenon is real, why don't they just land? Why don't they land on the White House lawn, Parliament Hill, Red Square, Buckingham Palace, the Champs-Élysées? Why don't they just make their presence known?
Well, I've thought about this question for a while, and I personally think that if you look at the track record of the human race when it comes to just tolerating our own races and racial differences and religious differences, etc., the way we've treated each other and also the other life forms on this planet doesn't really leave a good track record in terms of communicating with advanced civilizations that might be interested in coming here. I personally think that when you look back at history and you take a second look at the ancient myths and legends, and then you compare that with the modern data that we now have, I think it's clear that we've been almost being monitored more than just being visited. I don't think that when you're dealing with a civilization that is as advanced as to the point where they can travel freely through space-time and whatnot, and they develop that kind of technology, that they might not necessarily be really interested in talking to us. They might be interested in checking things out, taking some readings, taking some samples. They might be interested in, maybe influencing something here or there. But, you know, really, if you're going down to your local farm and you want to try to go out and communicate with like the cattle that are in the field, it's not really something that's going to be motivating you to go and do that. You know, you might drive by and see them, but you're not really going to be that interested in getting in and learning about them and going up and saying hello. And it could be that these intelligence view the human race very much like that. And so that's just one hypothesis, but I think that ultimately it could be that they're a lot smarter than we are, and they don't want to set themselves up for starting some kind of massive war on the planet. They would clearly know that their visit coming here would definitely cause a huge ripple. And if you kind of think back to the old Star Trek series, maybe there is some kind of prime directive where you can't directly interfere with the evolution of a planetary species until maybe they've reached a certain point, or maybe they've shown that there's some kind of a real situation that would manifest where we could come together peacefully and we could actually have some peaceful discussions or talks or whatnot. So I don't think it's something that's in our control,
right.
And I think that they might have very good reasons for not wanting to hang out with us.
All right, David, stand by. You and I have to take a commercial break. We'll be back shortly. Exxon Nation, David Whitehead is our special guest this hour. We're talking about his Modern Knowledge Tour. For more information about David and the Modern Knowledge Tour, visit their website at www.modernknowledge.ca. And David is going to be at the Alien Cosmic Expo this June 26, 27, 28 in Brantford, Ontario. For more information about the Alien Cosmic Expo visit their website at www.aliencosmicexpo.com. I am Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone, and we are live and around the world on the Starcom Radio Network. Don't go away.
Of the paranormal, then you'll love my novel, From Out of the Woodwork. It's the story of a young Toronto contractor, Sean Kennedy, who buys derelict homes, guts them, and turns them into multifamily dwellings. Slums just waiting to happen. When Sean buys 29 Livery Lane, the house fights back. Former owners unexpectedly come out of the woodwork as he starts the destruction. The apparitions come to him when he touches old books, reads hidden letters, rummages through old boxes, finds a locket or reads a discovered manuscript of a murder mystery. From Out of the Woodwork will take you from 1899 to the horror of the World Trade Center, September 11, 2001. Check out From Out of the Woodwork on my website, www.williamspeckham.com.
Do you think you have energy problems in your home? Do you feel better when you're away than when you're home? Joey Korn is a global leader in the world of dowsing who specializes in personal energy clearing and space clearing. He can help you create an ideal energy environment in your home no matter where you live in the world. Learn about his remote spiritual house cleaning services and much more at www.dowsers.com. You can get Joey's book, Dowsing, A Path to Enlightenment, as well as other dowsing books and tools, Kabbalah books, and Walter Russell books. Joey's work is really amazing. Go to dowsers.com right now. That's dowsers.com or call 1-877-DOWSING. That's 1-877-369-7464.
Nina Hickok is an expert in exorcisms, psychic warfare, soul healing, angelology, soul retrieval, demonology, energy healing, long distance healing, astral healing, and much more. Nita is an interfaith minister because she believes all gods and goddesses are valid and that they are part of one divine force that is incomprehensible to us who are incarnated upon this earth. Nita has been doing astral healing, distant healing, spirit release, exorcism, house cleansing and blessings, soul restoring and revival, psychic vampire removal and curse removal, and much more for over 40 years. For more information or to contact Nita Hickok, visit her website at www.astralhealer.com. That's www.astralhealer.com.
Flu season is here again, and this year, so is the H1N1 flu virus. If you get flu-like symptoms but are otherwise healthy, stay home to avoid infecting others. If you get flu-like symptoms and are pregnant, have underlying health problems, or if your symptoms get worse, contact your health care provider. To find out more, go to fightflu.ca or call 1-800-O-CANADA. Knowledge is your best defense. A message from the Public Health Agency of Canada.
In the world today, most people want what is called the American dream. They want love, a family, a fancy car, and a nice home in a nice neighborhood. They also want a good job and money to travel to interesting places. Life is great because they have the American dream. But what happens to this dream if they hear they have a devastating illness like lung cancer? The doctor may tell them they need treatment immediately or they will be dead in 6 months. He tells them, you need surgery, and then you need chemotherapy to get better. When they get home, they think of many unanswered questions. They ask themselves, will I survive when so many of my friends with cancer have died?
How will I deal with the pain, hair loss, nausea, and vomiting, sore mouth, and other side effects of chemotherapy and pain of surgery? Will I be able to keep on working? What will happen to my family? Then they look at the internet and wonder, is there a better way to deal with lung cancer and return to my American dream? Carl Helvey can tell you, yes, there is a better way. Carl Helvey is a registered nurse with a doctorate in public health and a 38-year lung cancer survivor. Carl was given 6 months to live when diagnosed, and he refused chemotherapy and surgery. Carl used alternative interventions. Those not only helped him overcome lung cancer, but also to remain cancer-free and healthy for over the past 36 years since recovery. In his book, You Can Beat Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions, Dr. Helvey will tell you his story of using all-natural treatments for lung cancer and continuing to work during his treatment. Free of pain and discomfort, Carl will also share how he remained cancer and disease-free since then without chronic illnesses or prescribed medications. His story is supplemented with chapters by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Francesco Contreras, and Dr. James Forsyth, alternative integrative physicians, and Dr. Kim Dalzell and Tanya Harder-Pierce, health professionals. All have successfully helped others overcome cancer. Research presented by the alternative physicians on their treatments for lung cancer demonstrate a significantly higher long-term survival rate for lung cancer clients than those obtained by conventional doctors. In addition, their clients were free of or had reduced side effects. You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions by Dr. Carl Helvey is now available at all major book outlets and at www.beatlungcancer.net. That's www.beatlungcancer.net. This information may help you return to the American dream.
Thank you for calling 911. Our offices are closed because everyone is at the donut shop. We discussed the situation before we left, and we believe you are old enough to be responsible while we are away.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Please be careful with matches and do not play with knives, and things should be okay until we get back. Hang up the phone now.
911 emergency.
This is Elijah.
What?
Elijah. You know Elijah?
No, I don't.
Well, they know me down at the police station. Why does that keep beeping like that?
It's on a recording.
Oh, hey, a recording. That's great. I'm being recorded?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's great. I want everybody to hear about me. Pretty soon I'll be world famous.
That's the truth.
I'm going to Jerusalem pretty soon. God's going to take me his way. A spaceship. UFO. You better believe it. They're everywhere. Everybody has seen. Millions of people have seen them all around the world.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, that's right. And God bless the police officers and the scientists and ordinary people that talk about these UFOs. But they do exist. And I know all about them. I'm a ufologist. I'm the number one scientist on this planet. I'm an authority on them. I'm a scientist.
Okay.
Yeah, you heard of Albert Einstein?
No, but I'm going to have to go. I got other images.
Well, I can explain it to you. His problem with relativity.
Well, I don't have time to hear Einstein's theory of relativity.
But it's very simple. He does need to win P squared.
That's right.
Okay, Emmanuel equals the Messiah coming the second time. It's elementary, my dear Watson. Einstein was a Jew, and I'm a Jew, and very few people in the world understood him. That's right. I'm an engineer, I'm an electrician, a plumber, everything. I can do anything.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm the world's greatest entertainer.
Well,
I'm worth about $50 million a year.
Elijah, I gotta go now.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My name is Michael Telstar, Canada's leading mentalist from Toronto, Ontario.
Hi, my name is Splenda, and you're listening to my dad, Ron McConnell, on the XM.
This is Psychic Dorothy from St. Catharines, and you're listening to Rob McConnell.
Hello, my name is Holly Reeves, an astrologer from Astro4U, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
+1 800 610 7035 worldwide toll free is the number to join us here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada on the X Zone. Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. right here on the Starcom Radio Network. Worldwide, we're also on the X Zone Broadcast Network, Radio Vision Network, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcasting Network, CNN Broadcast Network. And that's just a few of the networks. The XO Nation, 24 years on air. We've had over 3,800 different guests on this show. And we're growing still. Why? Because of you, the worldwide members of the XO Nation. You guys are great. I love getting your emails. I love getting the little notes you send me here. My staff loves getting your calls. So if you'd like to give us a call off air, all you have to do is dial 1-800-610-7035. And my extension is 852. Always great to talk to a member of the X Zone Nation. Let's take a look at music in history on this date. Wednesday, May the 27th. Let me see. What do we have here? No, Craig, this isn't music. There we go. Thanks, Craig. 1983, Metallica finished recording the album Kill 'Em All. 1988, Van Halen's Monster of Rock Tour Festival opened at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in Wisconsin. And let me see, finally, on this date in 1989, Stevie Wonder was given the Badge of Solidarity from the Polish labor movement in Warsaw. I guess he didn't see that coming, did he? All righty, let's get back to the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology and all matters in between. My guest this hour is David Whitehead. We're talking about... What are we talking about, David? Come on, get up here.
Hey, Rob. It's we're talking about a bunch of stuff. We were just getting into sort of the ufology subject. Talked a little bit about the last tour that we did. And we've got some other exciting stuff coming up here in August.
Yeah, we're talking about your tour, basically, and what people can listen to, can participate with. The people that you're bringing to your tour, my friend, they're awesome people. They're the big hitters.
Yeah, it's been a real honor and privilege to work with them. I was just one of those guys sitting on the back burner, listening to shows like yours and listening to other networks and trying to learn as much as I could. Learn from these brilliant people, and I value these people.
These are
the mavericks of our time.
Yeah.
They take a lot of courage to come out and talk about these subjects, and I think it's just awesome that we have access to them, that they got back to us in our emails and our calls, and they were excited. They were just as excited about this idea of modern knowledge in Canada as we were, and their passion, their knowledge, and their commitment is really what made this happen for us to begin with. So it's really an honor to be able to feature the likes of, we had Stan Freeman, we had Richard Dolan and Michael Tallinger. We've worked with many other great people as well.
You know, but the sad part is, as in any industry, we've lost some of the icons. John Mack.
True.
We lost him.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Lloyd Pye,
yeah. Star Child Project. I've had Lloyd on the show a number of times. Patrick O'Hearn from Ireland passed. You know, and these people, Bud Hopkins, for goodness sake, passed. You know, these are the icons that started this movement, this cry for truth, this cry for let's get the truth out there. And they were the part of the matrix that have been so important to each and every one of us who today continue to seek out the truth. So, you know, I'd also like to mention at this time, speaking about passing, I'm just going to take a minute here, David, because this is very important to me. A good friend of mine, the former second-in-command of the Talkstar Radio Network, Ed Shiflett, who was the technical guru at the Talkstar Radio Network. His wife passed away recently. And Ed, I know you listen to the X-Zone. So from my heart to yours, as I said in an email the other day, my prayers are with you. Everyone who remembers working with you at Talkstar here at the X-Zone Radio and TV show sends their condolences, their blessings to you. And if you need us, we're here for you, Ed. You know, and many people don't know who Ed Shiflett is. But if it wasn't for people like Ed Shiflett, if it wasn't for people like Victor Ives, the former president and CEO of Talkstar Radio Network, who also passed away, this information would not be getting out to the world. It's a big process. You know it yourself, David, because you're in the industry. You know what goes on behind the scenes. You know what it takes to line up guests, to communicate with a guest, to do the topic research, to prepare and to prep your show, to have standby contingencies ready just in case there's a problem somewhere. We do this. Why? Because we love doing it. We love our audience. We love getting this information out there, because I'm sure this is the same case with you on your show. For every ounce of information you get out there, you get pounds of information back.
Oh, it's just so true. I even learn more sometimes from my audience when they call in.
Exactly.
I get some incredibly educated people calling in and contributing, and even across our tours.
Yeah.
I've met some just fantastic people. I didn't even know in Canada that these subjects were as popular and that people were curious about them as they are. It's been incredible. And as you were pointing out about these, I look at it like we stand on the shoulders of giants. I mean, the people that have come forward in the past, their work has lived on, and they've left a legacy behind.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's up to people like myself and the many other people that are eager to get this out to continue that legacy and to do justice to it. And I constantly ask myself, you know, am I doing justice to this? Am I in the right place? Am I getting the right people? Mm-hmm. Am I getting the right information? But I figure, you know what, if your heart is in the right place,
exactly,
and you follow that,
yeah,
the rest really starts to line up. And that's really what we're trying to do with Modern Knowledge and with the work that we do here.
You know, God bless people like Stanton Friedman. He had a heart attack last
absolutely.
Year.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and Stanton, I call him the grandfather of ufology.
He is indeed.
Because without Stanton, would we know about what happened at Roswell or what we believe happened at Roswell? Would the UFO community exist as it does today without Stanton T. Friedman, who's also going to be at the Alien Cosmic Expo, where you're going to be on June 26, 27, 28? You know, we're talking about icons here, X-Zone Nation. And the new people, the young people coming up in the industry, like you, David, man, we're going to be passing the torch off to you, my friend. And I have a feeling that you're not going to let us down.
I promise we won't. And I appreciate shows like yours. And I'm so glad that you do what you do. And you've done it for so long.
Yeah.
You're not that far from me. I'm here in Toronto and actually heading up to Hamilton in the next couple of weeks to see some friends. So you're doing good work. We're all doing the best we can. And honestly, that is the goal. We really just want to try to continue this. And also, you know, isn't it exciting the time we live in where we have the internet, we have the ability to communicate with people around the globe? People like Stanton Friedman never enjoyed that luxury. He had to do the hard, grinding work of actually going out and digging stuff up and talking to people and breaking into places.
Oh, my God.
And we get to just sit back on our laptops and read it all and hear about it. But the sacrifices these people have made shouldn't be underestimated.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, the way I look at it, David, is that people like yourself, myself, Art Bell, who is the icon in the radio industry when it comes to this type of a radio show. I've had Art on the show.
Yeah. Great.
And you know, and then you get the researchers like Stanton T. Friedman, Michael Tellinger, and you know, we were talking about Bud Hopkins, Lloyd Pye, and the list goes on and on and on. There is no such thing as a researcher who does anything that is insignificant when it comes to the paranormal. We each have something that no one else does, and that's a piece to the jigsaw puzzle. And it's because of people like you your tour, the Alien Cosmic Expo, Stanton Friedman, and everything that we all do collectively, that one day, as we're working on this big table, we all put our pieces of the jigsaw puzzle on the table and we work together. And that's what we're doing now. We're working together to fit all these different pieces in. The picture of the puzzle, my friend, will be complete. But I really believe in my heart of hearts that once we get this picture complete, there's going to be 10 more pictures we have to put together.
it's a fractal within a fractal within a fractal. I couldn't agree more. But you know what? It's stages of development, right? Like one of the things, I teach martial arts for a living, and I have people come into my dojo all the time, and they're right off the street. They've never trained before. They don't even have a lot of coordination. They don't have any background. But it's amazing to see how when you give people the right kind of information and the right kind of tools, they start to take that process, and it can be a little scary at first, right? It can be scary at first when you start looking at these big questions. And you don't have any background, you don't have any technical training. But the more you go at it bit by bit, and you've got these brilliant guides, like you're mentioning, Stan Friedman and these other guys, they're there to help guide you. They're like your senseis, you know, and they're teaching you the fundamentals so that one day you're not going to be like them. You're going to be like you. You're going to find out your potential, and you're going to find out what your piece of the puzzle is. And when we do that, we're going to start to elevate our consciousness, which is what I think is happening now. And it's just going to keep growing and growing. And as our awareness grows, as our connectivity grows, I think we're going to see more harmony. We're going to see more peace because people are going to be motivated by something else. It's not just about the almighty dollar. No. It's about the truth. It's about finding out who we are, why we're here, where we're going, and what's going on. And I even look at young people coming into this, and they're just, the stuff they share with me without even having all that research background, it blows me away. So I really think we're on the right track, and I'm very optimistic about the future.
The greatest part about what we do is that we truly know what communication is, and that is a two-way flow of information. Listening,
right,
and then talking. That's the whole secret. And when you give a person the tool, what you're doing is you're saying, all right, there you go. You're going to work on this. I'll be here to help you, but this is your project. And what that says, in my opinion, to the person that you're passing that tool to is that you believe in me. You want me to be part of this, and I'm not going to let you down.
And that's powerful. And people, we all need that support network. We need those guides. And we need guides and teachers that are willing to let you, you know, make mistakes and willing to let you go out and express on your own and expand. I find it's been too long where people become, and it happens in this industry as well, I'm sure you would agree, it gets kind of dogmatic here and there, where people go, you know what, I'm the guy that has all the answers and I know everything and all the other guys are bunk and you don't listen to them. I'm not into that. I like saying, you know, I want to hear what you do have to offer. And then I want to go on my own, and I just want to go and look down that hallway and behind that door and go dig around in that attic. You know what I mean? And when I come back from that journey of looking at all those pieces, it's going to give me better perspective on what my piece is.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've been, when we put these events together, like the event we have coming up in August is kind of a different theme. It's really a focus on consciousness, on who we are. You know, what is the potential of human beings? We've got Nassim Harriman coming down, and he's going to be talking, of course, about his theories in physics and advanced mathematics and whatnot. And his talks are extremely in-depth and will give a lot of perspective for people who are technically trained or not, right? And so he's going to be focusing on that. Then we have Alex Gray, you know, visionary artist, talking about how art impacts our culture and our society and how to bring out that inner artist, you know. We've got Marty Leeds coming down. He's talking about ancient comparative religion and numerology and some of these ancient sciences that were used to try to hack in and try to find out, you know, how to connect to who we really are. So, and we've got Carmen Bolter. We've got Michael Cremo. I mean, Michael Cremo, another legend in the field.
That's you know, true.
In archaeology, right? So a great cast of people bringing a different light now again. We've done our first tour, which is a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. We did our disclosure tour. We did an event with Michael Tessarian recently in Ireland, focusing on secret societies and world control and what's going on with that. So we kind of got all that dark stuff out of the way. And now we're very interested in looking at solutions and how we can really inspire people and look at who we are and what we can and our potential to contribute in this time. So it's going to be a really exciting one as well.
And when is that, and where is that going to be?
We're going to be hitting up Montreal on August 15th.
Right.
Toronto is literally the next day. We're going to have to pack up, jet over, and do it all over again on Sunday, which is August 16th.
Well, it's only 6 hours, you know, between Montreal and Toronto on the 401.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, yeah. So, you know, just do a whole day event, go grab dinner, pack everybody in, drive over, and just set up and do it again. It's going to be nuts, but we've done it before. We're pretty good at this. I'll sleep later, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And then we got a couple days. We're going to head up the following weekend to Calgary. That's going to be on August 22nd. I love Calgary. Calgary, great city. I love all these cities. But Calgary, for some reason, they got a lot of real fun people down there. Vancouver, also excellent place to go. That's August 29th. And then the following day, we're going to the islands. Just a two-hour boat ride over to Victoria.
Right.
Beautiful place. And that'll be on August 30th. And that's actually the hometown of Dr. Carmen Bolter, who is joining us. And she's, of course, the author and director of The Pyramid Code.
Yeah.
And she's going to be sharing some groundbreaking information that they just discovered in Egypt. And she's very, very excited to get this out. She's been working with Klaus Dana, and they've got some real interesting things to share on human origins that might have been recently discovered here in Egypt. So she's going to have some real cool stuff to tell people in Victoria.
Listen, do me a favor. Tell our worldwide audience what you're going to be talking about at the Alien Cosmic Expo that's coming up June 26, 27, 28 in Brantford.
Well, we're going to get a lot more detailed. Chris is going to be there as well, and him and I are going to tell our story of just being two average Canadian fathers that cared and had some passion and had some ideas, and how we built this concept, how it came together. And we're going to share our vision and what we have coming in the pipeline. And then we're going to get into some of our takes on some of these different subjects, talking about some of our interactions with the speakers that we've had the honor of working with kind of behind the scenes. There's nothing like going camping with Richard Dolan and Michael Challenger, by the way. We've definitely got some campfire stories to share. So
I bet
we're going
to
have some fun with the audience, and we'll even probably take some questions if we got time.
Hey, listen, our time is up for tonight, David. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. I'd wish you success, but I know you're going to get it. I love the way you think. I love your attitude. And it's nice to know that when the torch is passed from this generation of broadcasters to the new generation, that you're there to accept it, my friend.
Well, thank you, Rob. And you know what? We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without people like you. We couldn't do it without the listeners to this show. And I greatly appreciate the honor of being on your show tonight.
The honor, sir, was all mine. Take care of yourself, David. Looking forward to meeting you in Brantford.
Sounds great, my friend. Have a great night.
You too now. ExoNation, my guest this hour has been David Whitehead. And what an interesting young man. I love the way he thinks. I love the way he goes about things. See, that's what it's all about. Thinking outside of the box, getting all the information, getting as much information from as many sides as you can. Walking away, digesting it, correlating it, and then coming up with your own theories. This is the way to do it. And like I said, I've been doing this show now for 24 years, and it's nice to know that there's people out there like David Whitehead who are ready to accept the torch when guys like me decide it's time to go and retire in the Bermuda Triangle. That's where my wife wants to retire, in the Bahamas. Do I blame her? No, I don't. I love it down there. We've got to take our break at the top of the hour, but before we go, once again, the Alien Cosmic Expo, June 26, June 27, June 28 in Brantford, Ontario. David Whitehead is going to be there. Michael Telstar is going to be there. Stanton T. Friedman, the grandfather of ufology, is going to be there. Michael Horn, the Billy Meyer story. A fascinating story. Mike's been on the show a number of times. Michael was one of the first guests that we had on the X-Zone TV show. These people are the building blocks in this industry. Dr. Georgina Cannon, what a sweetheart. And the list goes on and on and on. 24 of the world's best in one place. Brantford, Ontario, June 26, June 27, June 28. For more information, for pricing, for directions, for all the answers to your questions, one website, www.aliencosmicexpo.com. That's www.aliencosmicexpo.com. And I'm going to be there because I want to meet these great people and shake their hands and say thank you for the great job you're doing. By the way, the two organizers of this event, Joanne and Heather, you guys have done a great job. We've got to take a few commercial breaks here, pay the bills here at the X-Zone Radio Show on the Starcom Radio Network worldwide. And don't forget, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., the one and only radio legend himself, Ed Till's show. And on the weekends, Real Music. It's called the Real Music Weekend. And Monday through Friday, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, ta-da! Yours truly, Rob McConnell in the X Zone. Because this is a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And we come to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern as we continue right here, live from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on the Starcom Radio Network. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Flu season is here again, and this year so is the H1N1 flu virus. By taking some simple steps, you can help protect yourself and others. Wash your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. Cough and sneeze into your arm, not your hand. Keep common surfaces and items like doorknobs and keyboards disinfected. To find out more, go to fightflu.ca or call 1-800-O-CANADA. Knowledge is your best defense. A message from the Public Health Agency of Canada.
The ability to access the knowledge of the universe is much easier for us to access than we may believe. Brad Johnson, Conscious Matrix Communicator, is one of these unique individuals who is able to access a strong connection to the universal mind. Through his connection, Brad has assisted thousands of clients from all over the world through natural intuitive assistance. The intuitive information received is vast, covering a wide range of subjects. Brad's innate ability includes being able to access one's own universal matrix to help them realize their potential to create a life of profound greatness. One-on-one private sessions with Brad Johnson are available to anyone from around the world. Brad is also a proficiently trained psychic, Akashic Records reader, and online spiritual teacher, founder of his own unique and powerful healing system, Body Regeneration Healing, as well as a professional conscious channeler in communication with his own higher self-consciousness, known as Adranus. For more information or to book a service appointment with Brad Johnson, visit his website at www.consciousmatrix.com. That's www.consciousmatrix.com.
Little children aren't the only ones afraid of the dark. Millions of soldiers return from war zones with PTSD, anger, frustration, fear, and loneliness, much of which surfaces during the darkness of the night. You have the chance to change the lives of these American heroes. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us provides free MP3 players for these men and women. With a list of 3 million songs in 16 different styles, 100,000 audiobooks, and 30,000 old-time radio programs, every veteran can find something to soothe and comfort them at no cost. All our players contain an 8-hour audio program designed to help veterans fall asleep. With 1,500 plus vets now participating, it's our goal to deliver 10,000 audio players this year. Go to our website at songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Help us help a veteran make it through the night.
Are you considering calling a psychic to read your situation? Then consider David Champion, a psychic medium for more than 20 years with thousands of readings under his belt. David Champion will make you feel comfortable. He has proven to be honest and accurate. He's a straight shooter. There's no guesswork. What he sees is what you get. While he is a medium, most of the calls focus on relationships, not only love, but work, school, neighbors, and more. Need help with finding a job and preparing for the interview? Are you dealing with people who are obstacles in your path? For more information, go to davidchampion.com, $1.50 per minute, paid by credit card, with a minimum of 30 minutes. For your reading with David Champion, call 1-877-702-8598. That's 1-877-702-8598. In the world today, most people want what is called the American dream. They want love, a family, a fancy car, and a nice home in a nice neighborhood. They also want a good job and money to travel to interesting places. Life is great because they have the American dream. But what happens to this dream if they hear they have a devastating illness like lung cancer? The doctor may tell them they need treatment immediately or they will be dead in 6 months. He tells them, you need surgery, and then you need chemotherapy to get better. When they get home, they think of many unanswered questions. They ask themselves, will I survive when so many of my friends with cancer have died? How will I deal with the pain, hair loss, nausea, and vomiting, sore mouth, and other side effects of chemotherapy and pain of surgery? Will I be able to keep on working? What will happen to my family? Then they look at the internet and wonder, is there a better way to deal with lung cancer and return to my American dream? Carl Helvey can tell you, yes, there is a better way. Carl Helvey is a registered nurse with a doctorate in public health and a 38-year lung cancer survivor. Carl was given 6 months to live when diagnosed, and he refused chemotherapy and surgery. Carl used alternative interventions. Those not only helped him overcome lung cancer, but also to remain cancer-free and healthy for over the past 36 years since recovery. In his book, You Can Beat Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions, Dr. Helvey will tell you his story of using all-natural treatments for lung cancer and continuing to work during his treatment. Free of pain and discomfort, Carl will also share how he remained cancer and disease-free since then without chronic illnesses or prescribed medications. His story is supplemented with chapters by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Dr. Francesco Contreras, and Dr. James Forsyth, alternative integrative physicians, and Dr. Kim Dalzell and Tanya Harder-Pierce, health professionals. All have successfully helped others overcome cancer. Research presented by the alternative physicians on their treatments for lung cancer demonstrate a significantly higher long-term survival rate for lung cancer clients than those obtained by conventional doctors. In addition, their clients were free of or had reduced side effects. You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions by Dr. Carl Helvey is now available at all major book outlets and at www.beatlungcancer.net. That's www.beatlungcancer.net. This information may help you return to the American dream.